Was anybody able to hear the silence? It's a very, very high-pitched, constant humming kind of sound in the ears. I like to call it the sound of silence. Next Sunday, I'll get some earplugs. It's distinct. You can hear the silence. You know? And I'll share with you how I use the earplugs. And it's amazing the kind of depth you get, the depth to your tranquility with the earplugs. It's unbelievable. First couple of minutes, has anybody used earplugs? You have? Okay. It's amazing, right? Just instead of hearing directly the sound, if you slip into the gap of silence, and from that platform, observe the sound. It's a different experience altogether. So it's like, phenomenologically speaking, it's that difference between hearing and listening. It really is, you know? And I have experienced it personally many times. In fact, very recently, so I was having this argument with my best friend, my spouse, okay? So we're talking and I do that feeling meditation all the time, so I suddenly realize, oh, there's this burning sensation in me, you know? So something unwholesome is arising, you know? Quickly, I take my attention to my ears. Slip into the gap of silence. And then her words are just sound form, you know? I am anchored in the silence and these words are coming and going, you know? Not that I'm abandoning them, but that I'm listening to them, you know, not hearing them. It's amazing stuff, you know. It's so amazing that the words of criticism don't offend you. Neither the words of praise flatter you. It's unbelievable. If we can just quickly slip into the gap, basically we are listening. You know, that's how I like to put it. Mostly we just hear, you know. But now we are really listening. And so that's why I always say that equanimity or balance is not about becoming insensitive or like a piece of wood, you know. It's becoming super sensitive.
Yeah.
You know? You can actually feel the emotions of another person in the sound. What that person is really wanting to say or feeling, you know. And so there is a compassionate action instead of a reaction. So that's the beauty of this meditation for me. I like to call it the practice of entrainment, because it's like becoming one, entraining, you know, becoming one with the sound. You know, it's almost like you remove the person from the phenomenon of listening. Means there's no you there. When you slip into the gap, when you're anchored in the field, then you are neither a particle nor a wave, you know, from a quantum mechanical perspective, but you are that which underlies the particle and the wave, you know. So when we slip into when we slip into the gap of silence, into the undercurrent, the substratum of silence, you know, we are neither the words that come and go, you know, nor we are the entity that is listening or that is separate from the sound that is arising and ceasing. There's only the phenomenon of listening, that's all. There is no longer a listener. Entrainment, becoming one with what is happening. There are many other practical applications of this thing, you know. For example, listening to a lecture. This you can really try out next time when you have a meeting in your office or attending a lecture. Before the lecture begins or before the meeting begins, just quickly take your attention to the ears, inside of the ears. Try to listen the sound of silence. Anchor yourself there. And then whatever noise is arising, the words or talk, you know, you'll be amazed how easy it is to grasp what is being said. You'll be amazed to see that the attention span has increased, you know. You will notice that the mind doesn't wander away out of the room, that you are there in the moment, really, quote-unquote, understanding, right? You're understanding, right? You're in the silence, that is like under, and then you're standing there, established there. It's amazing. I like to call this practice the practice of entrainment, you know, becoming one with what is. You know, in fact, if you really practice this regularly, you can actually hear your thoughts. Thoughts are actually sound forms in a way. So if you really are deep into that undercurrent of silence, slowly getting into entrainment, you can hear your thoughts, you know. How wonderful that is, knowing what we are thinking, right? Hearing what we are thinking. So the subconscious has no... So you override the subconscious, basically.
Yeah. Talk about that some more. Is that a sense of when you're meditating that you can sense when that thought first arises? In terms of what you were explaining?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, when I say hear, I mean you're hearing. Okay, here is the thought of anger, you know? You can actually hear the thought. That hearing is not same as the hearing of the external stimuli. Mm-hmm. It's the inner, just like we say inner vision, right? Mm-hmm. There is an inner eye, right? Mm-hmm. So there is an inner ear, and so on and so forth. So it's like awakening that inner faculty.
When I'm in different lectures, I always find the people are different speakers. I always find that it's in just a few minutes, my mind is automatically determined interesting or boring. And that is my biggest weakness in terms of maintaining attention.
In entrainment, there is no place for boredom, period.
Sounds good.
Oh, absolutely. And then there are other practices called enchantment. And boy, if we learn those two, no boredom, period. You know, every moment is full of life.
Yeah. I can see how that can happen.
To the extent we establish ourselves in entrainment, to that extent, we can live in the midst of the hustle and bustle of the world in peace.